54 L1 5:20 a.m. Moksha, the real burning up of my karma in 374 was not just or mainly the relaxation of causality, astral determinism, in which effect preceded cause, but vis-a-vis the Xerox missive. There the central corpus or thrust of my total karma, regarded as a unitary whole, driving me to distraction, illness, and death, and perhaps prison, was short-circuited. This is karma to an ultimate degree, absolute karma, and the absolute canceling of it as expressed by the messenger vision. Here is clearly justification through grace. Thus my entire karmic burden was nullified in toto. The debt was paid by transfer of grace, viewed either in terms of Buddhism or Christianity. It is the same. This can be expressed two ways. One, my IOU was bought up, my debt paid for me, justification through grace. Two, the huge stone gates of the fortress or prison, Klingsor's castle, opened, parted, and in fact vanished. The maze was solved by the pure fool, me. 54 L3 The maze can never be solved in terms of horizontal space, only vertical space, involving conversion of time into space. Note: a strictly materialist or historical understanding of the human being is not part of the solution. It is part of the problem. It is part of the trap. To make any real sense of our place in the cosmos, and, more importantly still, to change that place, we must be open to genuine transcendence and the abolition of time through its conversion into space. Does this make any sense to our sense-based understanding and its three-dimensional categories? No. If it did, it would not lie outside these three dimensions, would it? In the end, then, Dick's gnosis as expressed here is not an argument or a thesis. It is a revelation. And this, of course, is exactly what he claimed. JJK. End note. This is ostensibly Celtic. But below that, as it were, lies pan-Indian thought about karma and Maya, and most of all compassion, expressed in Parsifal as pity's, i.e. compassion's, highest power. The significance of Mitleid in the statement in Parsifal is now explained to me. Compassion's highest power is the only power capable of solving the maze, and the recognition of compassion's highest power is the essence of Buddhism, i.e. the Bodhisattva, or Buddha to be. Valis, then, is Celtic, Parsifal the maze, and Indian, Buddhism, by way of Crete, the dream of the plate of spaghetti, and the trident and the elevator. This last representing vertical ascent or descent, the fourth spatial axis is spiritual space. To rise vertically is to ascend to heaven, which also signifies spiritual ascent or enlightenment. 54 L5 Dio. The "here, my son, time turns into space" in Parsifal refers to, one, the maze, and two, is a solution to the maze. It all comes together in Parsifal, which secretly deals with Bodhisattva, Mitleid, hence the Buddha, and karma and Maya. What was precisely not solved in Valis, pity's highest power, is at last solved at the end, as the end, of BTA, compassion as the Bodhisattva or Buddha to be. Viz., one attains nirvana, release from the maze via the pulley due to compassion, i.e., Mitleid, which solves the horizontal maze. Pity is the fourth spatial axis. This can be expressed best by the way back into the maze. What the Bodhisattva chooses to do is, paradoxically, the way, the only way, out of the maze. And my point is, this was to be the theme of Owl, in which he is trapped in the maze and only escapes actually, rather than seemingly, when he decides voluntarily to return, to resubject himself to the power of the maze for the sake of these others still in it. That is, you can never leave alone. To leave, you must elect to take the others out. Thus Christ said, "Greater love hath no man than that he give up his life for his friend." This is the cryptic utterance of the soul's solution to the maze, and is the essence of Christianity. Christianity, then, is a system of solution to the maze. Had I written OWL, I would have expressed this solution, which I had already formulated on the supraconscious level. It is almost all there in Vallis, but the specific crucial solution itself, Vallis states the problem, is at the end of BTA. So the problem is in Vallis, and the solution to the problem, as I recently realized, is held back till BTA, and then only at the end. 54L7. So perhaps the truest statement in Vallis is by Lampton, when he says that the purpose of Vallis is to fire subliminal info instructions to you as to how to get out of the maze. Deconstructed, this pertains to all the avatars, Christ included. But Gautama, most especially in the Bodhisattva concept, regarding compassion specifically expressed as voluntarily returning to the maze, that is the ultimate paradox of the maze, its quintessential ingenuity of construction, is that the only real way out is a voluntary way back in, into it and its power, which is the path of the Bodhisattva. The maze, then, is one colossal and absolute Chinese finger trap. 54L9. Dio. This means that, as I intended to say in OWL, when you think you are out of the maze, i.e. saved, you are in fact still in it. You only actually get out when you seem to be out, think you are out, and voluntarily decide to return. You have to get outside of the maze to get outside of the maze. Hence I say that both the maze, the occlusion, and the solution to the maze are self-winding. So in a sense, there is no solution once you are in the maze. In a sense, the solution is, one, impossible, and two, acausal. And everything is there, but only when all three volumes are read. If the final paradox of the maze is that the only way you can escape it is to voluntarily go back in, into it, then maybe we are here voluntarily. We came back in. Hence, release to nirvana consists of anamnesis. We who are here, or at least some of us, were once in it before, in my case as Thomas, but we, or I, came back in and am here now. Thus, my voluntary return to the maze has already happened, and 2374 was true release, and hence, for these reasons, came in the form of restored memory, the loss of forgetfulness. Then, I did not solve the maze this time. I had already solved the maze by voluntarily coming back in as PKD, and I remembered in 274. Thus, my salvation was assured not by what I did in this lifetime, but by this lifetime as such. 54M1. So there are two equally correct ways to view the maze. 1. It leads out to Paradiso, Nirvana. 2. It leads in to the Grail. In case 1, your mystagogue is in the upper realm, i.e. heaven. He has already obtained Nirvana himself, but returns as a bodhisattva to aid those such as you. In case 2, Christ's blood in the Grail speaks to you in dreams. It calls you to it and explains the way. Total moksha. The mystagogue not only is yourself out of the maze, but has to be yourself, logically. This is Salvador Salvandus. It is also my realization that I am becoming Angel Archer who has foreknowledge. But as I move through life, more and more of her foreknowledge becomes hindsight, and hence my knowledge. Upon my death, Angel and I will be one. I cannot retrieve the reasoning that led me to my moksha, that not only is the AI voice myself out of the maze, but is me necessarily. It has to do with 1, voluntarily returning to the maze in order to be, get outside the maze, That is, the Chinese finger trap quality of the maze is overcome. And two, this is how a self-causing, a-causal escape from a self-winding situation not only can occur, but must occur. You must be able to do this. Advise yourself in the maze from outside the maze, or a fortiori. You will never get out. Hence, anamnesis. Hence the AI voice. Hence, Salvador Salvandus. Hence, I become progressively more and more Angel Archer, the bright side of the dialectic, the rational, and less H-fat, the irrational side. 54. M3. Valis, especially the ending of BTA, is close. But it will take Owl really to nail it down, where he gets out of the maze, voluntarily goes back in, and finds out that his later act of going back in caused his former prior release. And if he does not go back in voluntarily, that former prior release will not have occurred. This explains why my later act vis-a-vis Covenant House changed my former prior destiny karma. For under the aspect of eternity, cause and effect can, does, and in fact must work this way. So the giving to Covenant House, causing a previous event to change, i.e. 2374, is paradigmatic of the closed loop continuum and perturbation of continuum that is built into the two self-winding situations of damnation, lost in the maze forever, i.e. horizontal tracking endlessly, and salvation, the vertical axis or pulley. 54 M8. I just now looked over DI. As I recently realized about Valis, the dialectic that is the inner life of God, as revealed to Burma and explicated later by Schelling, and commented on by E.G. Tillich, is presented as the very basis of the book. In Valis, it is expressed dramatically as world order in which the irrational confronts the bright or rational designated properly logos. In DI, this same dialectic reappears, and this time is stated to be the two sides of God, rather than world order. That is, in DI, it is now correctly seen to be within God himself. It is now, in DI, between Emmanuel, who is the terrible destroying solar heat warring side, and Xena, who is loving, playful, tender, associated with bells and flowers, and what unifies the two at last. By the way, it is she who takes the lead in restoring memory, and hence unification. Emmanuel is the side that has forgotten, i.e. is impaired. She has not and is not impaired. She is play. She plays, and Emmanuel has a secret desire to play. So both novels basically deal with the dialectic that I experienced as the nature of Valis, which I construe to be the dynamic inner life of God. Really, then, DI simply continues the fundamental theme of Valis, but does not seem to do so, not unless one perceives this theme and what it is, the dialectic that is the dynamic inner life of God. DI is not so loose a sequel to Valis as it might seem, by e.g. the shift from Gnosticism, the present realism, to Kabbalah, the future fantasy. 54. M11. An incredible beauty lies over DI. It is simply wonderful. Love and dance and color. I have revealed the beauty of God. Ah, and thus I am of the Sufis. DI is at its absolute basis Sufi. And this passes right over to BTA. This is what links DI to BTA. So the dialectic, hence Yahweh, links Valis to DI, but beauty, Sufism, links DI to BTA. So there is internal order to all three books. 1. God. 2. Beauty. And when the beauty shows up in BTA, is especially in connection with Dante in his vision of God, light and color. The pink rose. Pink. Valis. 54. M12. The Tagore vision, it being published, will release the marathon runners, start them out with the Godspell, the good news, because it, in contrast to the Vallis trilogy, contains the social justice part, which has to do with the we all survive together as a planet or we all die together, which is the Age of Aquarius doctrine of the Maitreya. The essence of the third dispensation is thus unity and indivisibility of the life of the planet and, as I say, is not found in the trilogy. 54 M24 Galactic Pot Healer shows the very real possibility of encroaching madness. The archetypes are out of control. Water, the ocean itself, which is to say the unconscious, is hostile and rises to engulf. The book is desperate and frightened and coming apart, dreamlike, cut off more and more from reality. Flight, disorganization, the way has almost run out. Those elements dealt with in earlier novels. Ominous elements now escape my control and take over. What Bruner said, that one got out of control is correct and has vast psychological significance. And yet, I did not become psychotic. Why not? What happened? Very simply, the meta-abstraction was the birth of higher reason in me, specifically and precisely logos. It was noesis. But more, it was logos itself. And logos, not just as reason, although it is that, but Christ. Christ as the power of the rational principle itself. The dialectic that I experienced in 374 was between the irrational and the rational in me, in world, in God, the rational one. The issue is properly stated in Vallis, which shows not only a return of control, but is an account of victory in the form of rationality, of logos itself over madness. I am not only rational, I also depict as open autobiography this battle in me and this victory. Ursula is both right and wrong. Phil Dick is moving toward madness, does not apply to Vallis, but to Galactic Pot Healer. Already with tears, and then more so in Scanner, reality has re-entered. I am again in touch with the real, judging from the dream in tears, the archetype of the wise old man, the king, saved me, and he is or represents God. So for me, religion and rationality, that is, the divine in the real, the truly real, are one. It is Christ, and it is the rational. It is exactly what I say it is in Vallis. The inbreaking of the rational principle, the logos, into the irrational. But I am talking about my own mind, not world. Vallis is then the return from madness or near madness, an account of a prior inner struggle, and not a symptom of that struggle still going on. By the time I wrote Vallis, the battle had been successfully won. And the proof of this is DI. And most of all, BTA, in which Angel Archer is, as I've already realized, the rational principle in me, which is logos, that is to say, Christ itself speaking, the victory by the bright side in me is total. Thus, I was saved by Christ as the inbreaking of the rational principle, logos, or reason itself.